thank you for joining us on The Skeptic Sidekick, where we delve into ancient societies, ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, all looking at it from the perspective of the true believer and from the skeptic perspective. Joining me, my partner, my co-host, my sibling, Kimber Rodriguez. Myself, I am Richard Gregg. And again, let's look into being the skeptic psychic.
Hi, how's everything going today? This is Richard with a wonderful July event here. How was your day, Kim? Just a wonderful, sweet, kind, considerate hostess of mine?
It was okay. I've been going through, I don't know if I told you, but I have a friend who is a medium, and she's agreed to help me develop my abilities. So she had me do a reading for her the other day. And it was interesting because, like, I was seeing these flashes, and she's like, you know, don't let your conscious mind hold you back. Like, you know, whatever you see, you know, tell me or whatever. So I'm like, you know, I'm there, and I start seeing these images in my mind, like these pictures. And I'm thinking, okay, this is just my conscious trying to create something, because she told me to tell her what I see. But I followed her judgment, and I was like telling her what I saw, and she started putting connections to some of the stuff that I saw. So that was very interesting. I learned a lot about it. Like, one of the things I kept getting was this yellow rose, and
that would be Mom or Nana.
No, this is connecting with her.
Oh, okay.
So I kept seeing a yellow rose, and she had a mentor when she was younger named Rosalie. And that's how Rosalie comes to her in her, you know, when she's connecting with Rosalie, she comes to her as a yellow rose. And then she gave me a name, and I envisioned Papa Don, which is interesting because the name that she gave me was of her grandfather. So there was, she said that was a connection there. And then I kept getting this lady with short curly red hair and big glasses. And at first she couldn't put two and two together, but then she realized that that was her second grade teacher coming through. So it was very interesting. I learned a lot, and, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe these really were connections with people, spirits, you know, connecting for her. Maybe right. It was just my mind coming up with things, and she was putting things together, like, you know, who knows. But it was very interesting. I'd like to explore it more. She wants to try channeling. I'm kind of leery of channeling because, you know, I've seen people channel, and it can be, if you're not careful, it could be kind of dangerous. What are your thoughts on channeling?
Well, I was always a big fan of Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 12, Channel 29, and 35.
Yes, way before cable. But right. Yes.
Channel 41, used to love watching soccer matches on Sunday on that channel.
Go! Yes. So we are currently at 86 subscribers. We are 14 away from our goal of 100. So we ask you, please like, subscribe. Tell your friends about us. If you're in a group and you haven't yet, we ask that you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Again, one lucky member will get a free gift card of $20 of their choice. So please like and subscribe. And yeah, what are we talking about tonight, bro?
Pleiadians. They are highly evolved human beings who often described as being tall, Nordic looking with light skin, so they can be passed as humans. They're also the ones that are in control of the library.
The Akashic Library?
Yes. Right.
I have another friend who wants to take me on an Akashic journey, so we're trying to get that scheduled as well.
Right.
But
They are.
yes, tell us about the Palladians.
All right. They are believed to be a million years ahead of human development and technology. Their civilization is often portrayed as peaceful, non-materialistic, and in perfect harmony with the universe. They said to be originated from the Pleiades, which is an open star cluster light years from Earth and the constellation of Taurus, the Bull. The planet most sighted is Era, which orbits the star of Taygeta. Some say that they belong to the Galactic Federation or the alliance with the other space races.
Now, when I think of a blue alien, I think of the opera singer from The Fifth Element. Do
That
these kind of look like that, or are they more human-like?
they're more human-like. These are what some people have said that the Nords. If you've ever, we'll go into. In fact, one of the most famous people that actually knew who the Palladians were, or the Plagiarians, whichever case you wanted to call, was Billy Byers. And why don't you tell us about him?
Well, he is the most well-known contactee to the Palladians. Back in the 1970s is when he began claiming that he could connect with them. And this was done, he said, telepathically as well as with physical contact. And he called them the Plagiarin. He also shared photos of beam ships. These were metal crafts that allegedly piloted. I'm sorry, that were allegedly piloted by the Plagiarin. His contact was Simjas, and this was a central figure in the writings that Meyer did. And it also, many skeptics and critics labeled his evidence as being hoaxes. They included photographic forgeries and model UFOs, supposedly that he used as his evidence. We also had Barbara Marciniak, and she believed that she could channel the Palladians. Back in 1992, she did publish a book called Bringers of the Dawn and did many other books as well. And supposedly her channeled messages claimed that it was to help humanity awaken, ascend, and heal. They did focus on conscious evolution, DNA activation, and spiritual freedom.
Ooh, spiritual freedom.
Yes, the Palladians are said to offer universal love, healing energy, and vibrational medicine. So, I don't know if you're familiar with the binaural beats. So I'm thinking this is something that's connected to that. There's also they want to expand our consciousness, making us more loving, more accepting, wiser. They do warn against technological and environmental destruction. Ooh, so I guess that would include AI. Oops.
Not only that, but also some people think that they're what do you call it? The Greta Gerwig of the intergalactic world.
Interesting. Yes.
You know who I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah, the young girl who's about all about saving the planet from pollution and stuff.
Right, they are very much into climate change and climate
Yes.
effects.
They want to help the Earth evolve into a higher dimension. We're talking not only 3D, not 4D, but 5D ascension. So I'm wondering what the fifth dimension is that they're talking about
Well,
there.
if you're really into 70s groove, it was a soul music from the 70s.
So why don't you tell us about some of the themes in the Palladian lore?
All right, so common themes are the star seeds. That's some humans are believed to be reincarnated from the soul from the Pleiadians, Plejurans, here to assist Earth's awakening. That also kind of reminds me of Babylon 5 with the Bajorans. I think that's what they're called. Telepathy and light language that communicate telepathy and may transmit knowledge via abstract symbolic language. Ascension and five dimension on Earth, a belief in Earth's transitionary to a new higher vibration with the help of the Pleiadians and other extraterrestrials.
Yeah, I know people who have felt those higher vibrations, a little LSD, a little bit of shrooms,
A little bit of interesting other things. Yes, but they also are helping with the vibration program, in which some fringe, very small, minute people claim to involve breeding programs or energetic DNA upgrades. So they're also kind of,
Inbreeders.
yeah, they're if they are mouth breeders.
So they're working on breeding humans.
Yep.
That doesn't seem too friendly, I'll just say.
I kind of, like I said, with when it comes to the aliens existing, it's always kind of like we do this to our to the animals around our world. Who says that aliens can't do it to us?
But is it right that we're doing it to the animals? Just like, is it right that they do it to us?
Right.
So, what about the skepticism between all of this?
No. There's no variable scientific evidence to support any type of Pleiadian pleasure and contact. They view it as modern mythology mi mixing with science fiction, mysticism, and spiritual longing. Many have claimed to be debunked, as in Myers' photos shown to be staged. And others see it sort of as a psychological projection channeling the unconscious or an expression of desire for cosmic connections.
Again, we're looking at LSD, mushrooms, peyote.
Yes.
Yes. There are popular New Age communities, huge YouTube channels, and spiritual retreats that where people think they can believe they can connect with these higher beings, so to speak. And they are often linked to the ideas with crystal healing, chakras, ET disclosures and ancient aliens. Now, I do believe in crystals and I do believe in chakras. ET disclosure and ancient aliens, I'm on the fringe with that. I don't really believe in those things. I think it's, again, I'm looking at the mythology part of it. But this has inspired different fiction, arts, and again, channeling circles where people believe that they can come together and connect with these aliens.
Right. Now, human contactees with the Pleiadians or Bajorans, whichever case may be, are most famous and controversial threads in the UFO and New Age movements. Most of these accounts from self-proclaimed contactees who have a telepathic, physical, or astral encounters with these beings. Here is an overview of Pleiadians with what's claimed by whom and what nature of the message receives. We already talked about Billy Meyer and
Barbara Marinac.
Barrett Marinette. We also do have, if you don't mind, taking Alex Courtier, Collier. He's a telepath and astral contactee.
Yes, Alex Collier is a telepathic and astral contact. The Andromedans are the race he mostly has contacted, but also the Palladians. And again, he says that they are part of a malevolent alliance, and that they're trying to liberate Earth from control from these evil extraterrestrials, you know, such as the reptilians and the greys, you know, the little guys, the big eyes, and the lizard aliens. Also, he says that the Palladians do have technology that is millions of years ahead of ours, and that we are a genetically engineered hybrid race, and that we do have Palladian input in our DNA. Also, Christine Day has been named the Palladian ambassador, and she uses energetic and spiritual transmissions to contact the Palladians. She says that they are here to help with heart awakening and the ascension process so that we can grow to be these higher beings. She does host workshops and healing events around the country where she says that, you know, she's able to channel these beings and even speak in their language. Now, tell us about the different types of ways that we can contact and experience the Palladians.
Yeah, interesting to note that Palladians are known to do physical contact. Face-to-face meetings, often described as dreamlike, or occurring in remote locations. Billy Meyer has been actually met them face-to-face. There's telepathic or channeling, which download into your mind of contactees. Most modern contacts claims this falls in this category. Astral or OBEs, aka out-of-body experience, some claim to meet the Palladians while in altered states or during sleeping paralysis movements. Interjected healing and light codes. In recent years, contactees involved energy transmissions, DNA activations, and vibrational upgrades. These messages from the Palladians to humans are basically uplifting, apocalyptic, or warning-based, depending on the contactees. Such topics as Earth is at a crossroads. You are not alone in the universe. Humanity has forgotten its galactic origins. Raise your conscience or face collapse. Reject control, fear, or technology domination. You are divine, sovereign, and multidimensional being.
Yes, many people who claim that they have contacted the Palladians say that some humans are reincarnated from Palladians. These people are called Sarsees, and that their soul volunteered to be born on Earth to help awaken others. They often feel homesick for the stars. They're often spiritually gifted, and they are alienated from mainstream society. Rick, do you think that you're a starseed?
Do I think I'm a starseed?
You fit these categories. You love talking about these alien topics. You are extremely, extremely spiritually gifted. And you have been disregarded by mainstream society in many ways. So could you be a starseed?
Well, I'm not really, let's see. That's questionable.
Yes.
I've never heard from my Palladian brothers calling to me to come home, come home. Those who are weary, come home.
Now, what I'm curious of, and maybe this is a topic for another talk show, but what's the difference between an indigo child and a star seed?
Different names.
Same thing, but different name. Interesting.
Well, they say indigo children are the ones that are popping up, I guess, about the later part of the 20th century. Usually they're autistic or socially awkward. So who knows?
ADHD? Yeah, you know me.
Yep.
Now, there are critics who do threaten this these interpretations. They claim that there is no scientific proof of these contacts. They also argue that the contactees are experiencing a psychological phenomena, such as sleep paralysis or subconscious symbolism. Now, I have a, again, I would love to do an episode about sleep paralysis because I don't think it's always a physical, psychological situation. So that's definitely a topic for a for a future episode because I do believe,
And the future.
yes, I do believe that sleep paralysis
Sleep
can sometimes
paralysis.
be a spiritual.
Old habit syndrome.
Yes, we will definitely discuss that. Also, some researchers, such as Carl Jung, view UFO contact as, again, a modern myth, and that expresses a collective human hope or fear in the future. And this goes back into the sci-fi writing and all of that. Now, human contact with the Palladians may not be empirically provable, but it has shaped the spiritual and UFO landscapes profoundly. Whether viewed as literal encounters, symbolic messages, or spiritual visions, they do continue to inspire millions seeking meaning, guidance, and cosmic connection. Tell us more, oh great one.
All right. So are you able to pull up that map? Let's go ahead and let me show you what the Pleiadians are said to come from, the Pleiadian star cluster. Basically, they're also called the Seven Sisters. It is located in the constellation of Taurus, about 444 light years from Earth. In most accounts, they specifically originate from a planet called Era, which is described as orbiting the star Taygeta, one of the brightest stars in the Pleiadians.
Hey, let me bring up that map right quick
Right.
so you can kind of show us the breakdown of the visual layout.
Yep. All right. So the Pleiadians, like I said, are the are of the I believe they are in Greek, the Seven Sisters. Which is Alcon, Alcone, Alcyone. It's the brightest star in the cluster. That's 440 light years away. Often seen as the central sun of the Pleiadians, said to have a hub of knowledge, light, and spiritual law. Some say that Earth's spiritual evolution is linked to Alcyone's energy cycles.
Sorry.
Taygeta, which is the binary star system, said to be home planet of the Pleiadians, especially the planet Era. According to Billy Meyer, it's considered peaceful and spiritually advanced society. Most contactees' information is centered here. Maya is associated with arts, grace, beauty, and aesthetics. It's a B-type star. Some esoteric teachings link the Sos with missions, involving healing, creativity, or light work. Electra is seen as representative of the emotion, sensuality, and connection to nature, sometimes linked to the Pleiadian lineage involving earth stewardship or state elemental consciousness. Merope, spiritually connected to the hidden wisdom, shadow integration, and divine feminine energy, said to represent souls who once fell from grace but seek redemption. Caliano, often associated with mystery, psychic sensibility, and healing talents. Souls connected to Caliano are said to work from the background, acting as spiritual guides or guardians. Steriope, or Asterope, represents the intergalactic energy strategy and inner strength, sometimes linked with the warrior priestess archetypes or defenders of the galactic truth.
Interesting.
Now, like I said, these are the, rumor has it, the Greek seven sisters of Atlas and Pleiades.
Yes, these stars aren't just modern UFO lore, but they've actually been mythologized for thousands of years. In the Greek culture, they named the seven sisters daughters of Atlas and Pleione, who was chased by Orion and turned into stars. Maya, or the Mayan culture, had Tezab, which was used for calendars and agricultural cycles and linked to prophecies. The Japanese had Subaru, not to be confused with the car brand, but it was a symbol of unity and community. We also had the Aboriginal from Australia, sorry. And again, they saw them as the Seven Sisters, but they were actually being chased by a hunter.
Similar to the Greeks. Orion was a hunter.
Yes, very similar. And then you also have the native tribes, such as the Navajo and the Hopi. And they thought that these stars represented star people, or the spiritual ancestors from the sky, who helped seed the earth with life.
The Star Brothers.
Yes, but they call them star people. It's my notes say star people.
I know. I'm just saying, like the star yes. Brothers.
Now, in the New Age and starseed community, the Pleiadian clusters were often seen as spiritual headquarters for higher dimensional beings. Also, there is the origin of many starseeds incarnated on Earth to help awaken an ascension, as we said before. They are a beacon of consciousness, such as empathy, creativity, and cosmic memory. And they do have what they consider a higher version of the Akashic Records, which is a galactic library that stores human and universal evolution. So we're talking above the Akashic Records, you have this higher hierarchy or higher level of the library, I guess you could say, where our records are stored in how our universe is going to evolve. Some even say that the great central sun, which is a metaphor for our source, God, the universe, whatever you call it, they say that that being or that creation is aligned or somehow connected to the Alcyone, or Alcyone, however you say it. So that's kind of a breakdown of our look at the Pleiadians.
Our friends at the Pleiadians who only want to make you happy and arise from the fear and the wants and desires of what humankind to go past the third dimension into the fifth and hang out with our star brothers.
Yes. So let us know in the comments what you think about all of this. If you think that there really are these alien beings in the somewhere out there that are kind of, I don't want to say controlling, but
somewhere out where we belong.
Yes, I don't want to say controlling, but maybe overseeing our development and our creation.
Because controlling's almost seem like the lizard people.
Well, there are people who believe that this whole creation is kind of like almost, I've heard different theories. I've heard it's almost like a video game and somebody is literally controlling our every thought and every mood. I've also heard like the Matrix, again, where people are kind of, somebody out there is kind of controlling. So right. We'll say overseeing.
Okay, so we can always go, A, B, A, B, start, select A, B.
Yes, by the game genie. Yes. That gives you infinite lives.
Yes.
But yes, let us know in the comments if you think that these beings actually exist or if you think it's just wishful thinkers, mythology, kind of like the Greeks thought of the ancient gods, which there has been some proof that maybe the ancient gods did exist. But again, that's a conversation for another episode. And yeah. With that, we again welcome you to our July All Things Aliens Exposé. You did go to your local alien convention yesterday and today, right?
Right.
Anything interesting happened or anything interesting you saw there that you want to share with us?
Well, there were a lot of people in costume. The local chapter of East Texas Ghostbusters showed up.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll post a picture of their car on our Facebook group if anybody wants to join Skeptic Psychic.
I was going to get a picture, but they were too busy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep. Like I said, maybe they were slumming. Just get those extraterrestrial ghosts out of the way.
You never know. I got invited to join a Facebook group called South Texas Haunts out of Corpus. So I'm pretty excited about that, hoping that leads to maybe something down the line. Right. But yeah, with that, I guess we'll end this episode. And our next one.
Remember, everybody, if you got Apple Podcast or Spotify, we want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eins, fine, rein, rein, rein. Ich, ni, san, chi, go. 5 stars. Can we all say that together, boys and girls? 5 stars. We really would like to have 5 stars. So that way people could actually see us and get to know us a little bit better.
Yes.
If you think, please tell us. If you think we're the greatest thing since sour milk, we're right on there with you.
Yes, and please leave us a review.
If you get that reference, you're my friend.
Well, yes, definitely leave us a review. We want to hear what you think about us, where we can improve, how we're doing. And with that, we wish you all a wonderful evening. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care, everybody, and sweet dreams.
And pleasant nightmares.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.